Hi, my name is Louis Rodriguez, and this story is called The Trustafarian, a.k.a. Americanus Trustafaria. I feel like Dr. Leakey and Charles Darwin studying a new species, never before seen on this third stone from the sun. It was 20 years ago today, at a beach on a little rock in the Pacific, where the letter W had fallen off the termite-eaten sign, leaving only the word anini hanging askew. This new species of man we named Trustafarian. That is a scientific term for a Rastafarian with a trust fund. He had dreadlocks clean with honey, but not of Afro-Caribbean descent. He could play and sing every Bob Marley song note for note, but not create any new original reggae songs of his own. He used these tunes to lure Wahini bikini girls into his top-of-the-line North Face tent for some ceremonial brainwashing and internal massaging. Back then, cell phones and debit cards were very rare and expensive, but the Trustafarian had both, with unlimited minutes and unlimited money. With these, he could procure the best weed from the finest growers in the world. He smoked continuously, and he always babbled about Babylon, the city of evil destruction in the good book. Everything was Babylon, everywhere and all around us. I asked, what is Babylon? And the answer was, it's all Babylon. And I could see his point across the two-lane country roads at a very prim and proper polo field where the very rich would drink champagne and laugh at the homeless people living in tents on our beachfront public park. The horses they owned were regal and of the right breeding. They were delivered fresh food and hay every week, just like the charity that would feed us poor people with generic labeled canned goods and ramen noodles. The polo horses didn't have to listen to sermons or sign up with the government to get their daily bread, though. Also, the doctor vet, who still made house calls to their stalls, would check their hooves, teeth, and coats with great finesse. No doctors would come to visit us. No house calls for humans, just horses. No dentist would come to clean our teeth or fix our cavities. No barber would give us free haircuts. No podiatrist would check our ugly feet or reshoe us. One sweet Hawaiian evening, the Trustafarian was feeling especially magnanimous and invited me to go get dinner with him. As I had limited funds, a nice sounding term for broke, I was greatly excited by the prospects of a fine meal in an expensive tourist restaurant paid for by the rich relatives that had funded the never-ending monetary bucket called debit card. What I surprisingly ended up getting instead was a lesson on how to dumpster dive for discarded chicken wings and deli food, thrown out every night at the same time for the most expensive grocery store in these here United States of America. The Princeville Foodland, rightfully named, is more expensive than Martha's Garden. We ate very well that night with complete sides of mashed potatoes and corn because a thoughtful deli employee on minimum wage wrapped the food in thick butcher paper for us dregs. We were well and shared our bounty with all the urban campers around the roaring beach fire pit. That next night, I thought I would share my newfound food knowledge with an anorexic couple that lived up in the branches of a giant mango tree. As we neared the glowing holy grail cornucopia of all dumpsters, we were dismayed to find that the big brass padlock was now securing the dumpster's gold. No chicken wing tonight, folks. A new law had been passed that very day, which forbade grocery stores and restaurants from giving their leftovers away to charities because of health food laws geared to protect the more fortunate from food poisoning. Though much of my memory about the studies of the Trustafarian were washed away in a very smoky, foggy haze that night, I'll always remember what the young, rich, dreadlocked guitar player said. It's all Babylon. It's all Babylon. Thank you.